the mic still on?
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm
saying, is the mic still on? Podcast, Walking Dead. So we picked a show. We appreciate everybody offering their suggestions. I know some people wanted us to do This Is That. This Is Us. And
there's Snowfall too.
Snowfall, yeah.
People have been telling y'all about watching Snowfall.
Yeah. So we're gonna definitely explore all of those. But the one that dropped that all of us watch and one of them.
I ain't gonna say all of us, but me, you, Mike, Rod recently joined the bandwagon.
Right. Yeah. I was gonna get through the roster. Appreciate that, B. So Modest isn't here. Rod isn't here. So sitting in for him. Again, is Khan. He watches the show. FIFO and Sophie, they don't watch it, so they won't
and
be a part
have
of
no
this.
No interest in watching
no,
the show.
No, they don't want to watch it. So, Walking Dead, Season 9, Episode 1, dropped last week. I guess I'll start with you, Khan. What did you think about the first episode?
That was pretty good. I think usually every time we start off a new season, the first episode is typically pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I feel about this whole Maggie becoming a villain in a sense, but I also kind of like it at the same time. It's good to see her be used hopefully more in this season, because one of my biggest problems from last season is that they had so many like core characters that I feel like they never really used that much. Like, mm-hmm. you'll get like pieces of them throughout each episode, and even with the villain Negan, like I felt like they could have used him more last season. So it was like always like spread out. So hopefully this season we'll have more of these characters like Maggie, like be able to step up more, show her range as an actress, and I also like this whole what's the dude's name? Daryl,
yeah.
I'm liking what they're doing with him. They're trying to make him talk a little bit more, because you know he's always every season he hasn't really talked that much.
Just like 4 words.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think that'd be kind of cool to see him. You know, I'm assuming he's about to team up with Maggie as well. So I think that's going to be a cool dynamic where we get to see the group basically split up and be against each other, and mm-hmm. see who's going to like go to each side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I think that's going to be pretty cool. Hopefully it plays out well. But I like it. It was cool.
What about you, B?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, you know, seeing the whole transition with Maggie is like, now you about to see her. We starting to see her become like the top dog of it all. You know, and I guess it goes to the transition of we all knowing going into this season that this was going to be Rick's. What's his name, Mike?
Right? Andrew Lincoln.
Andrew Lincoln. We know this is going to be Andrew Lincoln's, you know, last season. So I think it's a good way they're trying to set up and making that transition of this is about to be Maggie's like playground, mm-hmm. or whatever, more so with Rick. Because Rick also said, and I think she said this in the episode, like you said it during the war, that you want me to start leading. And she was like, I'm about to start leading now. Like, this is me taking that leading role. So I think this is, you know, we understand that this is about to be the setup or transition that, you know, we're going to be having life without Rick, you know, after this season, because I think next season is supposed to be the last season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's just setting us up for us getting used to seeing Maggie being the top dog. But, yeah, I thought it was a cool episode. It wasn't like, oh, my God. You know, it's been some season premieres where we'd be like, yo, that shit was crazy. This didn't – I mean, it was still a good episode, but it wasn't like
– nothing big happened.
Yeah, nothing big really happened.
I will say, I am surprised they killed off somebody that, like, this first episode. I was a little surprised by that.
I thought usually somebody.
But it was nobody important.
Yeah, we can say who, because, you know, I mean, if
I just said somebody. If I forgot.
Do you even know
name.
His name?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
somebody.
I just
somebody. Know Mr. Punk ass.
Yeah. Oh, Greg. Gregory. Yeah, Gregory.
Oh, Gregory. Yeah. I thought you were talking about the dude that got his arm bit.
Oh.
So I was like, who gives a fuck about
him? Yeah, I knew he was gone.
Oh, yeah, when he went back for the horse. Yeah.
Well, you know. No, I thought it was just a setup episode, like you were just commenting, like nothing major happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was interesting. So I'm kind of curious to see where they take this season. What about you, Mike? Like, your initial thoughts on it?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good episode. I thought that there were a few too many kind of we're stupid, so we're gonna do stupid stuff and get in trouble type parts, you know. But I know they have a new writer. I don't remember her first name.
Yeah.
Kang is her last name.
No, I think she's a new producer.
Showrunner.
I thought she was the writer.
I thought she was, yeah. Because I remember on Talking Dead, I thought on Talking Dead when, what's the guy that hosted? He announced like the new writer.
Chris Hardwick.
He announced like a new writer and it was a female. Yeah,
something Kang. Yeah. We'll look it up in a minute. But either way, because Greg Nicotero is not doing it anymore. It's more this person. I think she's doing a good job of setting up this new world that's supposed to be a year and some change later after all of the Carl and Negan and blah, blah, blah. But there were just a couple parts where I was just like, y'all are just being stupid. I know it adds drama, right? But like the shit with the horse just bugged me.
Yes.
Just like, wait a minute. Since when do y'all turn your backs on a gang of zombies? Like, if this was season 8, Rick would have took them shits out by himself with a knife.
Right. Exactly.
But this time, y'all just got out of this fucking building that y'all struggled to get all this shit downstairs.
All these supplies.
And fucking stupid asses Ezekiel and them fell through the floor. All this shit. And now, because a couple zombies show up, you bounce and leave the shit?
Right.
It don't make any sense. It's what are you doing?
And what's up with the Ezekiel and Carol?
Fuck that. I'm sick of these whack-ass relationships.
I'm like, what?
No.
That's
whack as hell.
Hell yeah, it's whack. It don't make any sense. Yeah, it doesn't.
It doesn't fit.
That's
just like Rick and
about.
Michonne doesn't fit.
Doesn't fit, yeah.
Fucking Carol and Ezekiel, they don't fit.
They don't.
It's just
like,
stupid.
What?
You here for it?
I'm for it.
Why?
Really?
I just thought it was cool because of the fact, like, we've been seeing them, their interaction for a while now. Like
he was definitely flirting with her.
He'd
you could tell there was some
while,
tension.
So I was like, okay, you did your thing. You got it. Okay, that's what's up.
Like, it was hard. Her last boyfriend died.
I said it's hard because of the fact that she's like, we know how she is. Yeah. You know what I mean? And she even kind of mentioned in this episode about her past with her ex-husband and how he was a terrible person. So the fact that he's, like, making her happy and everything.
Because she had that wall up for so long.
Right, and then we also know how Daryl is. He ain't going to ever do nothing. He's always been holding out anyway. So it's like,
somebody
wanted to step up. And I guess she was like, all right, well, if Daryl ain't going to step up, I'll just take this dude right here.
It just
up.
Doesn't fit.
It's not anywhere near the apocalypse.
It's what?
It's just like nothing is going to fit.
You ain't got too many choices.
You know.
Nah, they got.
There are more choices now.
There's a gang of fucking people around. Now. But it's not anywhere near as awkward as Michonne and Rick.
Yeah,
I hate every moment of that.
Every time
okay
I see it, I'm like this.
That.
I'm like, ew.
How?
I don't know.
It's so
I don't
awkward.
Know.
But we have seen it for a while now, so you probably got to adjust it to
I'm not adjusted yet. Really? And I watch every season twice. I always do. Wow. And because I just finished watching the last season to get ready for this one. And it's just every time they touch, I'm just like, ugh.
It just don't even.
It doesn't fit. Just,
yeah.
The only thing that throws me off is that, in the comics, they don't get together. So
yeah,
just knowing
that
you know, he's with somebody. Yeah. So that kind of threw me off a little bit, but I understand why they had to do it the way that they did. Mm-hmm. Either way, what I pulled from Carol and Ezekiel's relationship is like, wow, like they really going in with this black and white thing, huh?
Yeah. I thought that too.
Yeah, I was like, okay, all right, I see you Walking Dead trying to be
trying to Oreo it up, huh?
Yeah. It's the apocalypse for real.
Right.
But yeah, that was odd. But I mean, you know, I knew as soon as he was trying to go through, you know, I said, is this brother gonna fall through that damn glass?
I knew that was gonna happen and don't get bit.
Right, exactly.
All your dreads hanging down, them zombies didn't grab one of them motherfuckers and yank your ass down. Come
exactly.
On,
yeah.
Hey, Mike, have you been keeping up with the comments?
Nope. So don't
you
tell
haven't?
Me shit. Nope.
Okay. Damn, because I was about to ask.
Nope.
Damn.
Nope.
So being honest, we already know what
I said. Yeah, we have.
All right, y'all can stop.
No, we're not.
We already know because, you know what I'm saying? You think everything's sweet now. Just wait till you
caught
up, Sean.
Not even that.
It was a question. I was just going to pose a question. That's all.
I'm
going to
get caught up.
I was about to pose you a question, but if you haven't read the comments, then never mind.
I still have not. I have not read a single episode since that one where they walk down and they see Negan still in the basement.
Oh.
So after All Out War.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you it's going to be slow. For a while,
I'm sure
it is.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
It depends on how they write it, and you know, so going back to the horse thing, right? Oh, real quick, I just want to clear up. Angela Kang is the new showrunner.
Okay.
Scott Gimple left, and
what did I say?
Rob.
Right.
Oh, I said Nicotero.
Yeah,
because
I think he was on the Talking Dead afterwards. But Scott Gimple left, which I don't think is a bad thing. I think Angela.
It's needed.
Yeah, I think Angela Kang has like new ideas and different ways she wanted to. Talk about it, like, because one of the things that I don't know if she said it or the other guy said it, but one of the things they wanted to do like this season was like real close up shots of the zombies, which I didn't really pick up when I first watched it. I didn't notice until they brought it up, you know, on the Talking Dead.
Because there was some very close shots to the zombies.
But I thought that was stupid. Like, the horse was about to die. He was like, oh, I gotta let her free. And then he's going to run there and just, I'm like, and as soon as I saw the new faces that I never seen before, I was like, oh.
You gone.
Y'all some sacrifices.
The second I saw him turn around and run back, I'm like, he's about to get got.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's about to get got. You were fast enough to run over there, but the second the zombie shows up, you couldn't move
your arm. You couldn't move your arm. Really, dude? Really?
And he died fast. What did the thing... By the artery or something?
I don't know,
but he did die pretty fast.
He was like, oh, he was like, don't let me. And he was just out.
And he was just gone, yeah.
He was like, God damn.
He must have had a weak immune system or something.
I guess, because he just gave up.
Like, I was like, I don't remember the bites taking you out that damn
quick.
Nah,
they don't. Mm-hmm. It's usually a day or two.
Yeah, because
maybe not a day or two.
Old girl's like, sister, it took a while for her to die. Andrew's sister in the very.
Because I thought they were going to cut his arm off, but
that's what I thought too.
Yeah. That's what I thought too. So why?
Because they was like tying it up.
Yeah.
Like,
so why were they? Yeah, I don't get it.
But I think he just died. So I'm just gonna just, you know, say that he caught an artery.
Maybe lost blood.
Or he's a bitch.
Yeah, probably that.
Maybe that's what it was.
But yeah, he was just clearly used for Gregory to do his own fuckery that he always
fucking
does.
I hate that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
Now, that scene I didn't like either. That was a whack scene where Gregory was fighting Maggie in the room. Yeah, like after she turned into a superwoman.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, how you let this old man beat your ass?
Right.
This old ass man. Old I'm ass not talking man. About Gregory. I'm talking about the assassin.
Yeah.
The blacksmith.
Yeah.
How you let this old ass man jack you and Enid?
Right.
He done pimp slapped Enid into a fucking
like
brick.
He like he was about drunk also.
Right.
He was
a drunk old man.
Right.
You let a drunk old man beat your ass, Maggie?
And he slapped that girl into
dreamland. He slapped the shit out of her.
He did.
One good Rick James
good
pimp slap, she was out.
I was like, oh, I know she ain't knocked out over that.
She was out and in a wheelchair later.
Right.
How he knocked her into a fucking a paraplegic?
Right.
How that happened? I never heard of a pimp slap that hard.
I was trying to figure out, like, is she in a wheelchair?
She was in a wheelchair.
She was in a wheelchair.
I mean, I know she banged her head into that brick when she fell.
But still.
You couldn't just get up?
She forgot how to walk. That's what happened.
Nah, she being extra.
Damn. I'm
like, he pimp slapped her so hard she forgot how to walk.
Don Juan need to take some notes from that pimp slap. Jesus
Christ.
That
was serious. And then Maggie goes in the room. After she done got her ass whooped, she goes in the room. You shame him after me. You shit him after me. And then they start fighting. He pulls out a knife, and she's able to, like, take the knife from him and all that shit. Like, what the fuck?
Like, what?
Yeah. How are you? What is going on right now? It would have made more sense if somebody came in and helped her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But you subdued Gregor. Come on, bro. Like, after you just got beat up.
Right.
Maggie's not, like, and you're pregnant? No, she's not.
But
sorry,
she just had a baby.
Sorry, I forgot.
Yeah,
she got
the
baby already.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, it's just like, come on,
like,
man.
Like, Maggie, you that powerful?
Since
like, really?
When?
Right.
Since when are you She-Ra? Like,
right.
What the fuck is this?
She-Ra,
come
damn.
On, bro. Like, yeah. There were just a couple parts like that I just did. I like how the episode was setting things up. There were just certain details that I thought were bad. Like, bad writing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, no, that was interesting, because I'm like, how did she flip it on him? Like, where did she get the strength from out of nowhere? She caught the knife, they tussled, and then all of a sudden she just flipped it on him, and then the move wasn't even that great.
It
was like, okay. And then she had him strung up, and then of course, so you didn't like him dying?
No, I liked him dying, because I couldn't fucking stand his character.
Okay.
Just that whole scene when she was in there.
Just
office.
Leading
just
up,
fight
the
part.
Fight
that's
leading
stupid.
Up to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It didn't,
okay.
It, like you just said, it didn't make any sense. Like, how did you fucking karate move this? Like, how did this even happen?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, since when is Maggie that person?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It didn't make any sense.
So what was, because I couldn't quite pick this up, and I didn't go back and rewatch it. So what was really, like, Daryl's issue? Because I remember he and Rick were talking, you know, at the sanctuary. So what was kind of his thing?
He doesn't want to be a leader.
Yeah.
Daryl doesn't want to be a leader, and he especially doesn't want to be a leader of the Saviors.
Mm.
Remember, Daryl wanted to blow them all the fuck up in the last season. And Rick stopped him when they got in the fight and all that shit. Daryl wanted all of them dead. So the fact that Rick is now telling him, well, you have to go watch over them, he doesn't like that.
Okay.
And that's not even in his character to be a leader. He's never been that person.
And on top of that, like, every time he goes to watch over them, they keep putting Negan's name up there.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know,
just fucking
saying, you know,
we
exactly.
We are all still
like,
Negan.
Exactly. Like, I want to kill y'all. Like,
right.
Right. So I understand that.
I mean, think about it. He was the only one that was kidnapped and tortured in that place.
In that place.
So, Rick, what the fuck are you doing? Why would you send him over there?
Because that's a bad place for him. Like, that's a bad taste in his mouth. He's like, I don't want to be here.
I know Rick is not a good leader.
He's not. He's terrible.
Bad decision.
Yes.
Yeah. So is Carol going in place of him?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And Ezekiel, old bitch ass, doesn't like that. Marry me.
Oh, my.
Marry me, my lady.
That was funny.
Marry me, my
marry
lady.
Me.
Yeah, marry me, my lady.
Not funny.
I love you, Carol. I love you. No, marry me.
Get the fuck
out of here, Ezekiel. Yo, bitch.
Is it that good, bro?
I'm not cool with that romance. I can't believe
that good?
The thing is, it's like, at this point, can we drop the King Ezekiel bullshit?
Yes.
All your people are dead.
Yep.
And Carol knows you're phony.
Right.
So can we just stop with this shit?
Right.
Like, it's corny as fuck. Like, I liked his character at first, but it grated on me very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And now he got annoying just like he did in the comics. I don't like him.
He got annoying just like he did in the comics. In the comics,
I never
really
minded him in the comics.
He annoyed me.
I liked him in the comics, I think, because I couldn't hear that stupid ass fucking King accent.
Maybe. But
and that shit is just dumb. It's like, come on, bro. Like, we don't need this.
King Ezekiel.
Yeah, come on, man. Like, it's over. Like, Carol was the first one, right, to know that he was full of shit?
Yeah.
Fake it till you make it, baby.
Yep.
All right, well, we're good now. You don't have any people
right.
but the big Hawaiian dude.
Right.
So at this point, let
Cut
it go.
It. Cut it.
It's done.
Cut that, bro.
Like, it's over.
He let it go when he was hanging up
yeah, oh, hell
zombies.
Yeah. He was screaming like a real black man. He was screaming like a real black man. That shit came. That nigga scream. He hit that nigga scream one time. I was like, oh, yeah. You black, bro. I was like, that's what I'm talking about. He thought that damn rope was about to break.
Man.
Dude, I heard the most blackest black man yell. I was like, yeah.
And we all knew that was going to happen.
We
knew it. It was like,
so you saw the glass.
We saw the glass cracking in your stupid fucking ass. Why wouldn't you go to the edge? Ezekiel's stupid ass wants to go towards the middle.
Middle.
What are you doing?
Everybody walking on the damn beams.
Right, but
except for him.
Like,
he think he really a king.
Right.
Even the glass gonna obey him and not break. Your stupid ass.
Yeah.
Them zombies were ready to eat his ass.
They sure were.
Dark meat. Get some of this.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, but that part was really stupid to me. That was like one of the parts where I was like, what are you doing? Like, okay, I understand you had to take the big cart thing down, but why couldn't you have moved the other shit towards the side?
Right.
Like, it didn't make any sense. And again, I know it's a TV show, but it's like, stick some logic in here. It still could have had some drama, but it was like, y'all are doing stupid stuff now.
But I'm gonna be on season 9, the CGI tucked me out of it.
I didn't notice
the glass, like when the glass was cracking and everything, and then when it finally broke and everything like that, it just took me out of it. I was like, nah,
it looked fake.
It looked fake to me. I was like, nah, this is not good.
I have to go back and rewatch.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I've only watched this episode once.
Okay.
And I think because it was really predictable that the glass was gonna break. Mm-hmm. That I just didn't pay that much attention to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it was just like, okay, who's gonna be the one that's gonna fall through there? So I thought it was gonna be like a non-important character. But I think they use them, obviously, to set up the story for later on, you know, in this one. So what else happened in this one?
Rick, Megan, Maggie? Because I think you brought up a good point about Maggie turning into a villain.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the way she's acting, and it's almost turning into another situation where Rick is begging like the saviors. Mm. He's like, you know, I know, you know, you guys are really, you know, on bare bones, but, you know, we could use some help. We could use some help.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, nah, bruh.
Right.
I ain't got it.
Yep.
And Rick is just, please. Now, come on. Like, what is this?
Yeah.
But it definitely seems like they're building Maggie up to be some sort of villain, which makes it more interesting, the fact that she's supposed to leave this season as well. So I'm like, I'm wondering
how. I forgot.
How
that's right. I forgot.
They said that at the beginning.
Yeah, they said
the
too.
Big thing was, Rick Grimes' final episode.
Right.
But they also slipped and said Maggie's leaving
Maggie's
as well.
Last season too. Yeah.
So it's like, is she going to die? Is somebody going to kill her? Is she going to become a villain?
What if she kills Rick and then they tell her she got to go?
That would be dope.
Mm.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Now, that'd be really dope. I hope Rick go out that way.
Right.
Now, that'd be a way for Rick to go out.
But it's like,
him.
Why would... Yeah, that would be crazy. Because, I mean, he can't just get bit by a zombie.
No, he can't.
He can't.
Like,
he can't.
Just imagine his face. Like, say she stabs him or something.
Right.
She just look at him and he's just like... Wow,
yeah,
wow,
that would
Maggie.
Be cool.
That would be
yeah,
cool.
That's
someone
deep.
From day one.
Right.
That's like damn near like a day one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Season two. Day one.
Carl,
yeah,
I'm coming home.
Hey.
Hold my seat, Carl.
She better leave. Because if she kills Rick,
Michonne gonna be in that
bro.
Ass.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Oh,
yeah.
First little bit of white meat Michonne got.
The katana or whatever.
Bruh. It's gonna be a wrap
well,
for
maybe
her.
That's how she,
maybe that's how maybe she
Maybe that's
God.
How she goes. Yeah. She kill Rick and Michonne. Michonne come with that shit.
Michonne be a bitch? What the fuck?
Just like how she did the governor. Like boom, right, yeah. up, right through his chest. She might do that to him.
That would be a crazy like
season finale.
Twist.
Yeah, that would.
What if she kills him like she killed, like Herschel? I remember the whole thing when she killed the governor when but she cuts, like, you know how Herschel got his head cut off with the katana.
That would be a little bit much.
Yeah, she ain't
that'd be
go
a little bit much.
Far.
That'd be a little bit too dramatic.
Yeah,
for her to like make her bend down, I'm gonna chop your head off. I don't think Michonne thinks that way.
Yeah,
true.
She just chopped.
Right.
Yeah, it is a black woman, but you know,
yeah, that rage is not.
Yeah.
That is a crazy twist that I never thought about. That would be fucked.
That would be crazy. Nuts. That would be good.
But they keep showing this little clip. And you could tell it's Rick, and he's walking, and there's a ton of blood dripping. So I keep wondering what that is. Because, you know, I analyzed that motherfucking trailer like what the fuck? They give him, like, little snippets.
Little eggs,
so
Easter
like,
eggs
I wonder
stuff.
What's about to happen. Mm. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was a good setup episode, but it wasn't amazing. It didn't have the oomph that
right.
some of the past episodes
yep.
have had.
Yeah.
They needed, like, a big, like, I don't know.
They tried to use Gregory as it, like yeah. that's gonna be the big
I
thing.
Give a fuck
which,
about
which,
no damn
but I like that because like it was cool just to see him like finally like you know because they've been having their whole little back and forth for a mm-hmm. while now, and
right.
she finally got him.
Yep,
you know he's like, you know how he always like when he gets
she got
scared,
tired of his shit,
right? But
she
you know
like,
how he always
tired
gets scared,
of
he's
shit.
Like, Maggie, you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to do this. Mm-hmm. Come on now,
Margaret. No, that's not what I meant, Margaret.
Right? You know, I thought that was cool. And then the kids came out there. That was like, I was just like, wow. That's when I realized like, okay, so they're going real
Same.
Dark with this character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I never. That is interesting because I never considered her as a villain. Mm-hmm. You know, I just looked at her as just I'm becoming my own leader now. Mm-hmm. Like she told Rick, it's time to put the kids to bed. Like yeah. it's about to be dark.
It's about to be dark.
You know,
yeah.
it's about to be dark. So we gotta put the kids to bed. Like that was her. Like you know, like you said, Mike. He's there begging. She's like, nah, man. Like you know, I'm good. Like,
I'm not gonna help you help yeah. the fucking saviors, the people
so
that killed
she
my
really
man.
She really doesn't right. have too much to lose either. Like you know, it's just her. It's just her and her son Herschel. And that's mm-hmm. it. Like she already lost. She already lost Glenn. She lost. She lost her pops. You know. So she's yeah. like she don't
nah,
have
I,
nobody. You
I,
know what I mean?
She got the baby. So
she
I disagree
baby,
with that. Yeah. Well, he said she didn't have too much to lose.
No, he said except for the her son Herschel.
Right. Oh yeah, well, that's a lot.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
that's
a
lot.
But I'm just saying, like
she's lost a lot.
She already
already
lost a lot. That's what I'm saying.
I don't
she
think,
already lost yeah. a whole lot.
Her
I
sister.
Get it, but because she has a kid, I don't think she would put herself in a situation where she would jeopardize her life to be out of his life.
Right.
Hmm. You know, so that's why I get what you're saying.
Right.
But knowing the you know the mother. Mm-hmm. child relationship
mm-hmm. yeah
like everything every single choice you make is probably going to be for him mm-hmm. like when the baby like this he knocked the baby out the damn
I forgot about that he sure did
yeah, that was crazy
out the stroller
yeah.
yeah
but she let him live that doesn't make any sense
I know
yeah he's
live.
Standing there looking like them
why didn't she should have killed both
yeah
of them.
That's what I thought she was
that's what
do.
I thought she was gonna do
but,
too
yeah
but he just out there standing there looking on I
but
guess
he's a resource though because he's a blacksmith right.
Yeah.
So true. I don't know if he had a chance to train anybody else to do what
yeah,
he does.
Maybe that's it.
So and she just set the tone for them. It's like, yo, y'all cross me. You know, if you come at
die.
The king, you best not miss,
you
right?
Not miss,
right.
Yeah.
So and they know now that Maggie
about that business.
Yeah, she ain't about that bullshit. Like Rick let Negan live. Maggie's like, fuck that. You come after me, you die.
Right.
You die. Right. I'm setting yeah. the stage right now. And so, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see the dynamics between Daryl, Rick, Carol, and Maggie play out this season as I think they all try to kind of like carve out pieces of, I guess, this new land, this new world that
right.
they're
mm-hmm.
in.
Let me ask y'all this, though. So they mentioned this. They were talking. They kind of talked about this a little bit on the little after show they do about how even though we didn't see Negan at all, this episode, his presence is still there. Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think they're going to do with his character this season? Because now he's locked away, but I'm assuming his presence is going to probably be very heavy on Rick's character. And also just the fact that, the, you know, these Saber people, they're still, like, they still support. They still support
Negan. He kept
Negan.
Them fed.
Right.
They're hungry.
Right. Yep. So what do y'all think they're going to do with his character
this
season?
At some point, he's going to get out.
Yeah.
It seems like that's just, it's obvious.
It's the setup.
At some point, he's going to get, because in the commercial, he has that part where there he's like, you know, you're not saving the world. You're just holding it for me.
Yeah.
So at some point, he's
gonna get
obviously
yeah.
going to get out of the
Rather if it's
going to
be the mid-season finale or the second half of the season, he's going to get out.
Because that's probably where Rick dies. Because they said he's only supposed to go, I think it said 9 episodes.
Mm.
So he's not dying at the end of the season. Apparently, he's
dying
within 9 episodes.
Yeah, it might be the beginning of the when it comes back.
It's either going to be the end of, it's either going to be the season finale or it's going to be the mid-season finale, I mean, or the mid-season premiere.
Right. That's what it's called. Missing premiere, yeah.
So, and then after that, I think we're going to see the whole Maggie and Daryl maybe versus Negan. Like, maybe Negan gets out and kills him, which would be fucking whack, in my opinion. But
so Rick, right? to end up,
you save this person, he comes back and kills you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because he has this altruistic view of the world. We got to change the world. We got to be different.
Which is weird, because this is like, his character's been on this whole different mentality for so long. When did he get back to the Rick from like season 1 and 2?
Because it's Carl. Because Carl
dies. Carl's tired, man.
Carl wrote that letter, and he thinks that if he does it this way, he's holding up Carl's memory.
Yep.
But I'm like, motherfucker, Carl's dead. Carl was a motherfucking child.
Right.
Carl shouldn't be able to tell you how you developed this whole new world. You got a whole bunch of adults around you saying, kill this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Carl, on his dying deathbed, Carl said, I need to save me. And Carl's dead, bitch. Yeah. Move on.
It's been 8 seasons of savagery.
Right. Yes.
Right. Right.
Yes. So he's tired. He's like, I just want to try something different. Like everybody's ran into has been a monster.
But we know it don't work.
Exactly. Right. That's my thing.
You know what I mean? Like, logically speaking, I feel like he should know this. I mean,
he does know this.
I talked about, like, for a while, going back to season 2, I always loved Shane's character because I just felt like his character was ahead of the game for anybody. Like, he knew he was going to have to kill people.
Yep.
He knew none of this stuff was going to be easy. He knew how to take stuff. Like, this is a new world they was in.
Yeah.
And then when he died, everybody was like, yeah, good that Shane.
Shane
died.
Was the people that they ran into.
Right.
They just had him in their account.
Right.
Because I used to always wonder, like, man, can you imagine how Shane would have handled the governor situation?
Right. Wouldn't have happened. Shane would have killed him.
Man, Shane would have went there like, we about to load up. Right. We about to go over and kill this governor motherfucker. Like, I would have loved
Shane would have went to the governor and said, look, I won't not fuck you the fuck up.
Right.
So talk that shit. And I'm going to pull up.
And I'm going to pull up.
How about that? See, catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah.
Shane was about that life.
I would love to see
that. He's supposed to come back this season too.
Well,
of course,
like
as a ghost or something like that.
Really?
But he's supposed to make some kind of appearance in this season. So I'm thinking maybe when Rick is dying, maybe Shane will be like, bitch, I told you.
I told you, stupid ass.
Because he's done that before, if y'all remember, when they were fighting the governor. And Rick was kind of losing it. He saw a vision of Shane coming
towards him.
So I'm thinking they're going to do something like that again.
Okay.
So that's cool, though.
Now that I think about it, though, with you bringing that up, I think this has always been Rick, but I think he's always killed. Mm-hmm. He's always tried to make peace and some type of truce in some way. It just, as you said before, it hasn't worked.
Doesn't work.
And he's always ended up killing him.
I don't know. The last season, remember, he wasn't about that peace life. Remember when the Saviors escaped? You probably don't remember. See, it's fresh on my mind because I just rewatched it.
You just watched season 8, yeah.
Then when the Saviors escaped.
Oh, yeah, he was
out
ready.
And him and Morgan went to collect them back, and they kidnapped him.
Oh, I love that episode.
Me too.
Oh, man.
And they had them both locked up. And then Rick says, if you help us out of here, we'll take you back. No questions
and
asked.
Soon when I remember, they were like in this little room.
Rick shot him, and Morgan,
And then
Morgan said later on, that was the final straw for him. He's like, but I thought, you know, you gave your word. And I forgot what Rick said.
Yeah.
But it was something along the lines of, yeah, you know, I lied.
Yeah.
And
I remember they was like in some type of store room or something like that.
They were in like a stable.
Episode. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that episode was tight.
Yeah.
But Rick was not really about peace then.
But I think he was fed up with the governor at that point. So he had already started. The governor, I'm sorry.
Negan.
With Negan at that point. He was at that point, he had already made up his mind, we at war.
To me, he officially broke when, you remember that season where him and his son, they were like, them guys had locked them up.
Mm-mm.
And then he to save his son, he like bit the dude in the ear.
When they were trying to rape his son.
When he bit him in the neck. I was like,
okay, so this is the beginning of him not caring
anymore.
No,
that goes back to the parent child
relationship. No, I'm saying I understand that, yeah. But I feel like after that he never went back to being, because that was also the season with the beard. He was a full beard.
Yep. He didn't trust
anybody.
He was
dirty. Like mentally, he didn't even talk no more. Basically, he was just gone. Mm-hmm. And that all happened that same season because he had to protect his son, but he was also just like he's been seeing that none of the stuff that he did in the past was working.
Right.
And yeah. he was just gone. Mentally, he was just gone.
It's like, the Carl letters. It's right. The Carl letters. He finally, Michonne gave him the letter. He finally broke down and read the letter. Mm-hmm. And that's what it was that made him go back to being that punk bitch right. that he was
peaceful,
before.
Right.
And I get it, but I would like something to bring him back to that brutal Rick before he dies.
Right.
I don't want Rick to go out in the way he's been acting lately.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
just being a sucker about
shit. It's going to be the team splitting up. That's what's going to mm-hmm. be for him to go all the way back.
Or somebody else important to him needs to die. Like, maybe somebody should eat that little weird-faced baby he has.
Judith.
Like, maybe somebody should eat Judith.
Said weird-faced baby.
Yeah, because that was such a time jump. I'm like, look at Judith. Is that Judith?
About time. And this baby, this baby was like supposed to be like 5-6 years old, man. Damn, bro. This baby been like a baby, kids, like a baby for a long time.
It's just like that kid on Power. Like he came back another season.
He
is
old as adult.
Yeah.
How the fuck that happened?
Back when what's the name? When his wife died, that was like what, third, fourth season? It's been five like seasons since then.
Yeah, but it hasn't been 5 years.
No, I know what I'm just saying. Just replacing it's just like the it baby. Takes me all the way out of that, man.
They just keep replacing
old,
the baby. They can't, oh, yeah. It's just child no, labor laws, man. Kid. They got
like if you
are you
serious? Not from like the baby season, but like when you look at that baby's face when it was like a toddler to now,
it's the same
baby. It has to be because you look. It has that same weird face. Because I've been saying this for a while. I'm like, that baby looks weird. I'm not insulting the baby.
Yeah,
she just
right,
has
right,
like
right.
A very different face.
Yeah.
To put it PC. She looks like she's like a very different face. Like it's obvious that it's the same child. Go back and look. Yeah. And you could tell it's the same damn little kid. Either that or they're related.
Like the twins. Because they did that with another show.
Mary-Kate and Ashley and
I think they was I think that was it. Yeah. So anyway.
But yeah.
But all right, well, that's it, man. Walking Dead episode 2 is tonight, so we'll catch that, and then we'll come back next week with a recap of that. So that's gonna do it for us this week. We out. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace. The mic's the law.